Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But we ask you to hold your calls because we're going to have with us a very, very special guest, our good friend Bill Sardi, who is a health analyst. He's a health researcher. And, of course, he reports, he has his own radio program talking about the latest of things that are coming out as far as medicine are concerned, and of course why there are some problems as far as medicine. We find many of the new medicines that have been put on the market for times will have really very, very serious health problems down the line, and then of course they have to be pulled off the market. But in the meantime, an awful lot of people have been seriously hurt, and the trouble is, of course, that they're rushing products on the market and they really don't know what their long-term benefits or advantages are. And then, of course, we certainly want to be talking today, and we're going to be talking about the new information that's come out today that the Mediterranean diet is very, very beneficial. And people, of course, who are on this Mediterranean diet, something that you would eat in France or Italy, along with red wine and olive oil, and many of the products that the Southern European eats, are very, very beneficial. And these people tend to live longer, and there have been scientific studies that really show the advantage of the Mediterranean diet. So we're going to be, of course, talking about this, and I think you'll be fascinated as we begin to explore why certain diets, which actually contain a lot of oil in them, and we're told, oil is terrible, and you got to take this pill to get rid of the cholesterol, and this pill to counter the cholesterol, and you got to take this pill to do away with the inflammation, and then this pill to do away with the results of the pill that you take to do away with the inflammation, and of course, why sometimes simple diets can make all the difference in the world. I think it would be fascinating if we can get Bill here on the line, and I hope we will have been very, very shortly, as we begin to look into the background of diet and its influence on our lives today. So again, our telephone number is here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we simply ask you to hold your calls for the time being until we're able to get Bill Sardi on the line, and then, of course, we're going to let him tell you about the latest information that's coming out, and, of course, how to interpret this. And, you know, what you're really going to be rather surprised to find out is that this has been known for 2,000 years. Because the diet we're talking about was used in Palestine at the time, certainly when our Lord was here, and it was used in Palestine for 1,000 years before that. But, of course, we don't understand that if you go to the Bible, you will find an awful lot of wonderful, wonderful information about health and about health matters. Bill Sardi, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, fine. We're just about ready to go to the break, but why don't you quickly introduce yourself to our listeners, and as soon as we get back from this first break, why we'll begin to explore these issues.
Of course, I'm a health journalist, and of course, we're going to talk about some worldwide headlines today, and it's, of course, we know calorie restriction lengthens the lifespan. They now say we could do all this in a little pill. We're going to find out about that right after the break.
All right, fine. And we'll be telling you what the pills are. And I think you'll be fascinated by the program today. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest today is Bill Sardi, a health journalist, a health researcher, and he's been doing some fascinating work on, of course, the information that's been coming out about what they refer to as the Mediterranean diet. Why don't you pick up the story from there, Bill?
Well, Well, of course, the world headlines today, BBC News, Reuters, CNN, New York Times, it doesn't matter which news service is carrying a headline story. And, of course, it's remarkable that maybe the human lifespan could be lengthened in as simple a method as packing something that we find in red wine or olive oil into a little pill. And, of course, the research has been done at Harvard, and, of course, that's credible on itself. And of course, we've known for a long time now that anything that restricts calories, whether it's to insects or animals or humans, they live longer. They live considerably longer. In the idea, the realm of humans, maybe 30 to 50% longer, which, of course, would be significant. The question is, do we starve ourselves in order to live longer? The question is now, as the New York Times says it, is that maybe they found a way to mimic the effects of calorie restriction in a pill. Well, what do they mean by that? Of course, what they're talking about is some substances in red wine and olive oil. As you understand, olive oil would be have green polyphenols in it. It's something that we see in very virgin olive oil. Red wine has a little component in it. They're of course, heralding a little molecule called resveratrol. Don't try and spell it, but resveratrol is the name. And, of course, it's a component in red wine. It's found in red grapes, about 10 times more plentiful than it is in, let's say, the green grapes. And, of course, that little pigment, that little colorant in there is the stuff that they're looking at, and they're thinking they can power pack this. And, of course, the New York Times article says that a drug company is already looking at this, and of course they think it's 8 to 10 years away. Are you kidding? It's already on the shelf at drugs, at health food stores. You can get it yourself. We'll tell you more about this. But of course, what they're saying is that they can make a pill that would mimic what the diet does and possibly add, even if you started at age 50, at least add another 10 years to your life. We believe it would add even more. And of course, all of this research centers around something that I've talked about before, and of course that's iron. Really, the molecule they're talking about here is something called quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. It's very concentrated in the skin of red apples. It's in red onions and both olive oil and...
I'm going to have to interrupt you, Bill. We got to pull on one more station right now.
Yes.
All right, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Bill Sardi. We're talking about, of course, this Mediterranean diet, the fact that people in southern France and in Italy seem to live a lot longer and more healthy lives because, of course, they drink wine, they use olive oil. And so what is it, you know, is this genetic, or is it perhaps something that is in the diet that they actually eat? So Bill is, of course, going to analyze this information that's on the front pages of all the major newspapers today. It's the talk of on the Internet, of course, this wonderful diet that will prolong our lives. Why don't you pick up the story from there, Bill?
Well, of course, we're looking for ways to increase the human lifespan, to increase our ability to be healthy through those years as we spend them and live longer. And, of course, they believe they can do this all down into a little pill, as they've said now. They know universally that calorie restriction, of course, reducing the number of calories that we have in our diet, can increase the lifespan of insects and animals and humans. That's universally known. Now they think and they believe they can have a little pill that will mimic calorie restriction. We may not have to give up so many calories. And, of course, they found little components, of course, in red grapes and in olives, in olive oil, that in particular are the molecules that may extend life. And I might say, notice that we're finding it in alcohol and we're finding it in oil. The oil is a way to pull out or extract the components in the olives, the antioxidants, out of there. The alcohol, again, when we have herbal extracts that we buy in health food stores, those are frequently obtained by alcohol extraction. So here we are with the alcohol pulling this out, and then we have an alcohol extract. They're talking about molecules that we find in olives and grapes. And, of course, these are natural extracts, the way they're provided to us in olive oil and red wine. So, of course, the whole story revolves around iron. These are iron-binding molecules. We know universally that women live longer than men. This has been throughout the universal history of man. women living 8 to 20 years longer than their spouses. And it's simply because women simply have half the iron levels of men until menopause. They have menstruation. 80% of the iron is in the bloodstream. They lose iron or blood once a month. And therefore, at age 40, they have half the iron levels of men and half the rates of heart disease, infection, cancer, and diabetes. So you see, iron controls life, and we need to find those molecules that control iron. They're uniquely found in grapes, pomegranates, citrus fruits, cherries, berries, all those kinds of, there's little pigments there that bind iron. Of course, as men are fully grown at age 18, they begin to develop an excess of iron, 1 milligram of excess iron per day of life after age 18. And, of course, they have twice the iron levels of a woman at age 40. Women develop the same level of disease as men once menopause sets in and they've lost the control of iron.
So, you know, it's really so interesting that we remember, of course, that 200 years ago they used to bleed people, the stories of Robin Hood. They were bled, and of course they recognized hundreds of years ago the advantage of getting rid of some of the iron in the system.
Well, of course, all this really goes back to Bible days. They did bloodletting then, and of course there were ways of controlling iron in the Bible diet. And actually, I must say now, I'm remarkably taken back because in the last few months I've examined the medical literature, and it's remarkable to me how scientifically accurate the Bible is. Because you see, we're using in modern terms the word calorie restriction. That calorie restriction is the universal way of lengthening human lifespan. And yet, earlier this year, on April 29th, I was reading an Associated Press story, and it said here that fasting can be good for your health. It went on to talk about fasting, restricting the number of calories, again, that would control your intake of iron. But I just want to go on to say that you notice the words changed here, and we're using a Bible word, fasting. You see, the people in Bible times practiced fasting. It was Moses who fasted for 40 days. He was at age 80. He was built up with too much iron. He fasted for 40 days, and then, of course, and 40 nights, he did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. That's in the book of Exodus 34:28. You see, he fasted and then lived another 40 years. You see the power of fasting. So it's miraculous to me that the Bible just uses older words but has the same principles that it outlined for us. And, of course, as I began this quest and really looking into so often today we've fallen for rather specious and phony claims of longevity, everything from taking calcium from the coral shores of Okinawa to eating silver, colloidal silver, and various things. All of these phony claims, and yet we've jumped for them. We've ran to these products. We've been promised we wouldn't get cancer and so on. And yet the incredulous claims in the Bible, we just toss away as being some sort of fairy tales. And now when we look back on it, they're not fairy tales at all. And I must say there are two incredulous claims in the Bible of longevity. One, of course, is the one from the beginning, where Adam lived 930 years, Noah lived 950. And, of course, what is that all about? Is that really true, or is the Bible just archaic in its language and we don't understand it? It turns out, as we look at it, human beings were different in those early years right after creation. Human beings apparently made their own vitamin C. Animals today make their own vitamin C, except for a few guinea pigs, primates, and a couple of fruit bats. And so, therefore, humans once made vitamin C. The animals make vitamin C. They live 8 to 12 times beyond their age of physical maturation. They don't live hundreds of years. We obviously know that. But if man lived 8 to 12 times beyond the age of when he physically matures, now he matures at about age 18. If he lived 8 to 12 times longer than that, we're talking about man living for hundreds of years. Man has a little defective gene in his liver. We found the defective gene. Blood sugars passing through the liver would be converted through those enzymes that are made by that defective gene into vitamin C, and therefore man would never get diabetes, never get high blood pressure, completely, constantly rebuild collagen in his body, never get cataracts, and so on. So all of that, somewhere in the past, there was a genetic defect. We believe it was when there was a genetic bottleneck, when there was only 8 people left on the good earth, as it says, at the time of Noah's flood. This would have been Noah's family. And, of course, thereafter, the lifespan progressively declined from 600 years to 400. Isaac lived 180, Abraham 175, Moses 120, and then King David down to 71 years, and we saw all that progressively.
And that was about 1,000 years later, because David lived about 1,000 B.C.
1,000 B.C. Now, we're going to get into David, because he lived 70 years, and, of course, they accomplished a 70-year lifespan before modern man did 3,000 years later. This is in Psalms 90:10, where King David is saying, 80, we've achieved a 70-year lifespan. Of course, in our era, we've seen this occur, because in the year 1900, the human lifespan was somewhere around 40 or 50 years in the United States. But all of a sudden, we began to see dramatic increases in the American lifespan. And what happened was, in 1906, we had the Pure Food and Drug Act. In 1913, we began to chlorinate and clean our water. We wiped out typhoid, dysentery, and cholera in one fell swoop by just cleaning our water. In the 1930s and 40s, we began to fortify our foods with vitamins and so on and minerals. And that's how we achieved this. You know, the Bible did this in 1000 B.C. The Pure Food and Drug Act of 1000 B.C. was, of course, the book of Leviticus in the Bible. They cleaned up their water. God instructed them to only take it from deep springing wells. You can read all the scriptures in the Bible. But not from surface waters, not from lakes and rivers. They were to take it from deep springs and so on. And that's how they got clean water. Of course, there are 613 laws in the Bible, and 213 of them have to do with health and cleanliness. You know, the first written instruction to wash your hands is in the Bible. There's 3 or 4 times that it's repeated in the Bible to wash your hands. Today we know the value of washing your hands. Many diseases are communicated in hospitals just because doctors and nurses forget to wash their hands. I'm talking to you about a document called the Bible, which we've ignored off too often, which was setting out a prescription for health and longevity. And, of course, cleanliness and hygiene, personal hygiene, was very important at the time. So how did these people in the Bible achieve such great longevity? As did they really live 70 years in 1000 B.C. Later on, the Roman Empire, the lifespan went down to about 30 years. Well, it makes sense if you follow how they did it. They did it exactly the way we did it in the modern era, by chlorinating our water, having pure foods, and so on. There are 76 million cases of food poisoning in the United States every year. The Bible had a different prescription for this. What it said was in the Bible was to put bitter herbs and spices in with the foods. This is repeated 2 or 3 times in the Bible. It's an instruction to put the bitter herbs and spices in. Well, at Cornell University, they did a wonderful study, and they found out that in societies that add these bitter herbs and spices, we're talking mainly about garlic and oregano and allspice and onions, those 4 spices will kill virtually any known bacterium, E. coli, Streptococcus, any of the known pathogens that we know that invade our foods. The Bible told us to clean our foods before we ate them.
I think it's really so interesting when you talk about washing their hands. Back in, I suppose, the 1600s or 1700s, there was a fellow named Semmelweis who worked in the hospitals, and he kept saying, women are, of course, coming to the hospitals, having children, and they're dying of postpartum infection because the doctors aren't washing their hands, and everybody said he was crazy. And, of course, eventually he was proven to be right. How important it was, and yet, of course, that was laid out in the Bible hundreds, thousands of years beforehand. And we've just sort of forgotten so much of the information that's there. We're going to be back in just a few moments with Bill Sardi, and, of course, we'll take your calls after the half hour. another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps.
This is Dr. Stan here.
And executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
I just want to mention that if you feel run down, if you feel that you need more energy, have you ever considered taking Be Alive Royal Jelly? Now, I've taken this for about 10 years on my own and along with my family. We've been very, very satisfied with it. And recently, why, the Be Alive people approached us and asked if we'd like to have them sponsor us for a month. So we certainly agreed to that because we think it's a great product. And I think you will, too. Let me suggest that you call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. The product is sold with a money-back guarantee. So give them a call at 1-866-233-7500 and simply ask to learn more about Be Alive Royal Jelly. I think that you'll be very, very satisfied with this product.
Well, let me just mention to our listeners that if you are out there in the listening audience and you'd like to get a water filter, and of course it's great for filtering your tap water, it's great for an emergency if you ever need to get water out of a river or a stream or a stagnant pond. It's great if you're, of course, going camping someplace. It's great if we should have some sort of an emergency where there's you can't get water. You can live without food, but you can't live without water. Now, there are two types of water filters we have. One is the Big Berkey. It's actually the kind that the missionaries have used for 150 years, made out of stainless steel. It filters about 2.5 gallons at one time. And, of course, the water goes from the top chamber through ceramic filters packed with activated charcoal into the lower filter, and you take it out there. And, of course, this will take out your so many of your heavy metals. It'll take out your bacteria and your E. coli and your cryptosporidium, and does a real good job of cleaning up the water. The Big Berkey is available at $239, but it is not available in California. However, there is something called a Berkey Light, which is made of Lexan, and that means that the walls of the water filter are clear, so you can actually see the water level, which is an advantage. The water filters are actually more efficient than the Big Berkey water filters, but they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. Both are available through Radio Liberty, and if you buy them through us, you'll get a four-tape set or a video that we produced. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and look at them. You can see them there. And then, of course, if you'd like more information, or hopefully you want to order them, now, remember, the Berkey Light is $199 plus shipping. The Big Berkey, which is not available in either California or Iowa, is $239. Plus $10 for shipping, and with both of them you get a video or a four-tape set we produced. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 right now. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardian, and he's been talking about this wonderful diet that science has finally discovered, why it's the Mediterranean diet. And of course he's pointing out that all these things were known literally thousands of years ago, because this is what they ate according to the biblical rules. Why don't you pick up the story there, Bill?
Well, of course, I've written a whole book on this called The Bible Prescription for Health and Longevity. We're going to tell your listeners how to get a free copy at the end of the show. But I'm just interested. Here's British Broadcasting, and here's their headline in the year 2003 AD. It says, Mediterranean diet extends life. Drinking red wine and cooking with olive oil may help us live longer, say scientists. Let me tell you what that headline sounded like. Many years ago, in the Bible, it said, Now therefore the wheat and the barley, the oil and the wine, which my Lord has spoken of, let him send unto his servants the book of 2 Chronicles, the 2nd chapter, 15th verse. And of course, we know that the Israelites, before they were really even Israelites, they were, their history goes from being, of course, in Egypt and then wandering in the desert of the Sinai and then going into the promised land, the land of milk and honey. And as it's described as they moved from the desert. And here's what it said in the Bible. It said, it's a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains, of depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees, pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, and thou shalt not lack anything in it, the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. So you see, the headlines just have a different way of saying it. This is an old story, an old headline. As you see, God provided for these Israelites as they entered this land of milk and honey, and little did anybody know, here I was examining a story from the United States Department of Agriculture, and they were reading all the foods and their antioxidant power, that is, their ability, their anti-rusting ability, and of course they were ranking and rating all these, and it was amazing to me that the ones they ranked at the top were the ones that God provided these people as they entered the land of milk and honey, the promised land where Israel is today. And it says there was pomegranates there, it says there were grapes there, and so on. Well, the United States Department of Agriculture says that pomegranates have 11 times the antioxidant power of, let's say, broccoli or carrots or spinach. It has grape seeds, 200 times the antioxidant power. Apple peels, 375 times. Figs, you can't even rate them. They have to make a new test, it says, for it, because they can't rate it yet on their machinery. So, you see, this is remarkable because these are the very foods that God provided the Israelites as they entered this land of milk and honey. It's King David who said they achieved a 70-year lifespan while the rest of the world was living no more than 30 or 40 years. Is that claim really true? It appears to be. And as you look at it next to today and what we eat today, now understand, the most common fruits and vegetables of Bible time being figs, apples, pomegranates, dates, and grapes. And yet today in America, the most commonly eaten plant foods are iceberg lettuce, almost devoid of any nutrition, tomatoes, French fries, it actually qualifies, folks, bananas, orange juice, and onions. Some of those are good foods, but they don't have the antioxidant power that was provided to these people in Israel as they entered that land. And unreported previously, it's in my book, The Bible Prescription for Health and Longevity, the Israelites entered a land which has the highest soil levels of a little non-metallic mineral called boron. Now, you get a lot of boron if you eat nuts and raisins and so on, but not near as much as if you lived in Israel. In Israel, the people get about 5 to 8 milligrams of boron today in their diets today. We get about 1 milligram of boron in the typical American diet. The incidence of arthritis in Israel is 1%. 1%. In the United States, it is 33%. Boron helps us maintain our sex hormone levels, our hormones of youth, that is, the testosterone and estrogen that males and females have. It helps us give us those and prolong it. That might even explain some of the stories in the Bible of women giving birth in an advanced age. You see, all these stories in the Bible are being confirmed by modern science.
Well, Solomon said there's nothing really new under the sun, and I think that there's a lot of truth to that. And we're going to be back in just a few minutes here with Bill Sardi and, of course, going on with this amazing, amazing discussion. If you have any questions or comments, of course, we'll ask you to hold your calls until Bill has gone over all of these issues. And then, of course, I will invite you to call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So we'll be back in just a moment here after this break.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, here is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention a couple of the other products we carry. One of them is called Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any health claims from them, but we can just tell you that a lot of the people who use these health products really do tell us the most amazing, amazing stories of how they've helped them with rashes or all sorts of conditions that they have. So all we can do is suggest that you go to our website or it's radioliberty.com, or if you'd like specific information, we'll be glad to send you what we can. But of course, there is a soap, there is a moisturizing soap, there is a lotion, there is a gel, and I wouldn't be without it. If I have an ache or pain, I use it. I put it on a rash and put it on my hair to keep it down. And of course, many people will tell you that this has helped them as far as their complexion is concerned. All you can do is try it and see if it'll help you. If you'd like to know more about Miracle Soap products, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have something called Monopoly. And Monopoly is a game. It's played like Monopoly. It's a board game. But of course, in 16 hours, why, you can teach a child or your grandchild or yourself to read phonetically, to pronounce words phonetically, but mostly to spell phonetically. And of course, as you know, there's been a conscious effort to dumb down our children. Gee, they've done a pretty good job of it. So many young people just cannot spell or cannot spell well. So if you'd like to get a Phonopoly set, most of these programs are $200, $300, $400, $500. This is $139.95. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books along with that to go into the background, the planned program to dumb down the American people. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask about Phonopoly. You'll be glad that you did. Well, Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi. We're talking about God's plan for nutrition, and of course, they've just suddenly discovered that the Mediterranean diet is just wonderful. It contains wine, red wine, and oil, and yet, of course, these things were known literally thousands of years ago, in the time of David, in fact, at the time of Abraham. All of these things were included in the diet. So why don't you pick up the story from there, Bill?
Well, of course, the human lifespan, as Psalms 90:10 says, King David lives about 71 years, said, we're living about that long, 70. And he noted it in the Bible because obviously people around him and surrounding areas were not living as long. In the time of the Roman Empire, about 30-year lifespan. And of course, then came the bubonic plague, the black plagues going through Europe as they traveled by ocean and brought back these little rats that carried the plague with them. And of course, the Jewish people were still practicing kosher, what's called clean. Think of the word clean. And so that kosher was really to be for all the world to learn from. Instead, of course, the Jews were spread in the diaspora all over the world, and it came out in the year 1434 was a classic historically documented example of all this, where the Jewish people in Eastern Europe were still practicing kosher. The Black Plague and Bubonic Plague were sweeping through Europe and killing millions, literally, and yet the Jewish people seemed to be immune from it. And it was because they were still practicing these laws of cleanliness, and of course it was all misunderstood. Eventually they were persecuted for it. They thought they had started the plague, And of course, these Jewish people were actually put to their death. But
that was because they didn't come down with the plague, and everybody else did. But they didn't come down with it because they were washing their hands and avoiding, of course, being especially cleanly.
That's correct. Now, there's two other little points I want to make, and they're very brief, but they're very important. One is the Bible talks about anointing people with olive oil. It was both a medicinal oil. It was a cooking oil. It was an anointing oil, but the olive oil that they used then was not the olive oil that we see today in our stores. It was dark green. Now, they fake this by having dark green bottles, or they say it's cold-pressed, and they say it's extra virgin. That's fine, but Americans don't like the taste of that dark green, you see. That's where the good stuff is. That's what CNN's talking about. When you can get the little stuff that's in olive oil that's been extracted from the green polyphenols or in red wine called resveratrol, these little components that alcohol extracts, that's when you see the longevity. So olive oil we're being given, we like to see it as clear yellow. Unless it's dark green, you're not getting the health benefits from it. It has to have these little components in it. Number two is that today we wonder why Americans are gaining so much weight. We have tremendous weight problems, and I can only say that it's programmed into our food supply. Not only are they putting lots of salt and extra sugar in, but we're breaking God's laws. You see, in the book of Deuteronomy, God instructed man to feed the cattle grass. It says, I will send grass into thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. And in the book of Psalms, it says, God, he causeth the grass to grow for the cattle. And, of course, that's important. Today we're not grass-feeding our animals, we're grain-feeding them. Anybody knows, you want to fatten a hog, you feed him grain, and he gets fatter. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're grain-feeding our animals. They're fattened. We have marbled beef is what we eat, and then we eat it, and they believe that we gain, on average, 17 pounds a year by eating this meat. In Brazil and some of the South American countries, they grass-feed the animals. They don't send them to the feeding pen. And, of course, you see people there on the beaches in those countries. They are not overweight like we are here in America. So believe me, this is the problem. We're over-processing our foods. Just look what we did. We took grapes and we made them seedless when we know the seeds have very potent antioxidants in there. Same for watermelons. We took grains and we over-refined them. We took oils and we filtered and we processed them like olive oil. We took meat and we grain-fed the animals instead of grass-feeding them. We took baked goods and we added the hydrogenated fats. We took water and we chlorinated it. Now, nothing wrong. We wiped out some big diseases by cleaning our water with chlorine, but the chlorine, therefore, over our lifetime, accumulates in our kidneys and our bladder and causes about 20,000 new cases of kidney and bladder cancer every year. So we need to take that chlorine out, get water filters and take it out. It's good up to the tap because it keeps the bugs out of there, but you need to not drink the tap water. You need to cleanse it, filter it first, and then drink it because the chlorine is a problem. God specified we should have clean water directly from deep springs and so on. So there's your whole answer. We can't really achieve the longevity that has been promised to us. These are secrets that have been hidden. And, of course, man could live long. He did live long. He had a 70-year life expectancy, according to King David, in 1000 B.C. The Pure Food and Drug Act of 1000 B.C., of course, was the book of Leviticus in the Bible, where it prescribed personal hygiene and so on. And then, of course, we even have the incredulous story of man living for hundreds of years. That was before this genetic defect in this little gene in the liver. And man at one time made his own vitamin C and lived for hundreds of years. And there's the whole story on its own right there. Now, I've written this all up. It's in a wonderful little book called The Bible Prescription for Health and Longevity. For you folks who go online, you can find it at hereandnowbooks.com, hereandnowbooks.com. It's about an 80-page book. It's fully illustrated and indexed. And, of course, it's only $6.95. So if you'd like to pick up a copy of that book, we welcome you. I know a lot of people would be encouraged by reading that, and you'll see that today's headlines about living long were preceded in the Bible by many thousands of years. Now, I said there was going to be an offer for a free book, and I'll give it to you just this way. The wonderful people at Lifespan Nutrition have come up with a little wellness longevity formula that tries to do exactly what the headlines are telling you today, the drug companies that says it's going to take them 8 to 10 years to develop it, and that is pack the Mediterranean diet all into a little pill. Could we get the whole grains? Could we get, of course, the red wine extract, the olive leaf extracts? Could we put all the bitter herbs and spices of garlic and hyssop and oregano? Could we get all of the pomegranates and figs and grape seeds and cherries and watermelons and apple peel and the red wine we talked about? All of that power-packed with whole grains of barley, flax, wheat germ, the boron fruit powder I talked to you about, where the Israelites have such a low rate of osteoarthritis. And, of course, all that's packed into a little product called the Wellness Longevity Formula. If you're interested in that, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. You call that number and you get my book for free. That's 866-405-4000 if you'd like to order. That's a little offer from Lifespan Nutrition. They're really nice to make that offer so everybody can get a free copy of my book if they'd like to order the Wellness Longevity Formula. It's kind of the Mediterranean diet all packed into a little pill. It's what BBC News and the New York Times are saying researchers are trying to do today, is pack the Mediterranean diet into a pill so we might live longer. It's already been done, it's already for you. So, and it was all prescribed in the Bible, so I think that's wonderful.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest is Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist, and he's been researching these things for a long period of time. And you'd actually put together that formula long before, of course, the New York Times and the others came up with this amazing discovery, hadn't you?
Well, we could see this coming. The American Journal of Medicine late last year said there's sufficient evidence to recommend consuming food sources that translates into a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, oils, and nuts, exactly what we're talking about. It's all being talked about. It's the combination, and it's the ability to extract those little things from these things. Eating olives is fine. Eating grapes is fine. But if we could extract, that's what the alcohol does in wine. That's what the oil does in the olive oil. And if we can pull those little things out of there, that's when we get the full benefits of it. Otherwise, it kind of passes through our system. So those are the secrets. You need to get extracts of these wonderful fruits and vegetables and then, of course, power pack them. You need to get the boron, the way the Bible showed us to avoid arthritis. We need the bitter herbs and spices so when we eat, we don't get sick. We don't get the E. coli and the infections. The Bible had it right in the beginning. Don't run to the doctor afterwards. Prevent it from happening in the first place.
All right. Well, let's go. Is this Rary calling or is Rory?
Terry.
Terry?
That's close enough.
All right, fine. Well, where are you calling from?
Calling from Michigan. How
all right,
doing?
Fine. A question or comment?
Yes. Question, first of all, and I think you just touched on it, Mr. Sardi, and that is, what about the olive oil that we get from, you know, the Italian places here? I'm from Michigan. What do you think of that olive oil, and how much should a person take? And number two, what do you think of chlorophyll, per se?
Okay, olive oil, as we know it in this country, is not like when we go to Europe. I've been to Europe for a few times. You need to hunt around because some of the olive oil here even has hazelnut oil in it, and they don't even mention it on the label. Unless it looks dark green, as I said, you're not going to get the full health benefits that are in these news stories today all over the world telling us how to live longer. So you're really going to have to hunt around. Now, I have lots of bottles. I've searched around, and let me tell you, a lot of bottles of olive oil right here on my desk, and maybe 25 bottles, and maybe three of them are dark green, real olive oil that's dark green. That's the olive oil of the Bible. That's the olive oil when they do these studies. So that's what you want. Remember now, oils are to be used sparingly. They're just for cooking and so on. You're not to gulp them down like water. And if you want, these are cooking oils. The healthy nutritional oils, like from flax and fish oil, we can't cook with those. But, of course, those are the ones that we need to work on getting. And, of course, flax, another Bible grain. The people in the Bible, this is explained in my book, but the in Israel, they had both a Mediterranean source of fish and they had an inland source from, of course, the Sea of Galilee. So they got the what we call the omega-3 oils, and that's what you need to work on getting because they've been taken out of our diets. And of course, they had flaxseed to get the oil that way, the omega-3. So it's very important for us to get that in our diet.
All right, and then Harry was saying about chlorophyll.
Okay, chlorophyll is cleansing and somewhat helpful. We think of it for breath cleansing, but it's somewhat helpful. But, I mean, the best cleansing we can get are things that remove iron from the body. Now, these are some of the components of citrus rind and fruits that we find, the dark cherries and berries and grapes. But also, in particularly, rice bran or rice bran extract, we call it IP6. And, of course, those things, cleansing is to remove the iron from the system, and you can chelate or remove the iron. I talk about that in my little book called The Iron Time Bomb. You might want to read about that on my website at hereandnowbooks.com. But to cleanse the liver and so on, or the buildup of heavy metals and iron, and, of course, you can do it dietarily or you can do it with food supplements.
Okay, well, listen, that's great information, and I really appreciate it. I'll just have to get your book. Thank you.
All right, fine. Thanks very much. And again, give that telephone number, Bill.
Yeah, the phone number is 866-405-4000. You can get all of what the news headlines are promising to you today in a little pill called the Wellness Longevity Formula, 866-405-4000, to get a free copy of my book, The Bible Prescription for Health and Longevity.
All right, fine. Well, I hope it works as well as that saw palmetto product you sent me, because that I've tried all the others, and none of them really worked that well, and couldn't believe how well the
right,
one that
again,
you're offering.
It's another lesson of getting the extracts out. The saw palmetto formula we recommended to you. Now, if people want to know what it is, call that 866-405-4000 number and tell them you want to know what it is, and we'll get the information to you. But you know, you need to get it in where they've extracted it. And, of course, you found immediately when you began using it, you weren't getting up in the middle of the night and running to the bathroom like most men do. And, of course, I can tell all the men that get on an airplane and they're taking an aisle seat because they have to get up four or five times. Nope, just find the right saw palmetto berry extract, and you won't be doing that like most men do.
Well, of course, unfortunately, the first one I got was something came in the mail, and they had a fancy-looking doctor on the front. He kept talking about how wonderful this was, and we ordered it. I didn't realize that fellow was the man that Bill Clinton had to give a pardon to, where they were going to send him to jail for putting out a faulty product. So we tried another one that came in the mail, and, of course, that was much better. I thought that was the way it was supposed to be, until I tried yours, and I will have to admit I was very, very impressed.
Well, of course, finding these little secrets and getting the secrets of nature pulled out of these herbs and so on, that's the key. And, of course, it's important for us to learn how to do it and of course, to work with credible sources so we get the full benefits and our money's worth when we spend our money for products like this.
Amen to that. All right, fine. Well, if we have just time for one more call, and if you want to just pass that on through to us, there's somebody on the line now. But, you know, of course, you've been at this for a long period of time researching, and really you've found that there are so many products out there that will actually help keep us healthier and keep us away from having the arthritides and so many of the other conditions which make the lives of people pretty so miserable as we get older.
Well, the bigger headline is your Bible is not archaic. It's a wonderful tool. They were trying to tell us something from way back in time, and they are trying to signal it to us. So now we're just uncovering what those things were. Believe in your Bible. Trust it and read it. It will be something. That's the bigger headline. We've discarded it, and, of course, humanity has paid a terrible price for it. And, of course, we now know and we're uncovering the secrets of living longer. Please do so. Spending your latter years in a nursing home is going to cost you and your family a fortune.
Well, I know you have this new book, and then you had that book you'd written before, The Power of Healing, The Power of God, and that's available on your website as well?
It is, and of course, you want to go to my website, askbillsardi.com, askbillsardi.com, that's S-A-R-D-I. There's all kinds of free stuff there. If you want to know about my books, hereandnowbooks.com, we welcome you to visit both sites. But, of course, we like to give away free information. At AskBillSardi.com, you'll see free information about acne. You'll see information about hormone replacement therapy, cholesterol. And, of course, just please download those reports. They're all free for you.
All right, fine. Well, we're just about out of time. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners this afternoon?
Well, I think that, you know, we've known for a long time, and we've said it, you can live longer. There are some easier ways to do this. Scientists talk about packing this all into a little pill, and, of course, we've known it for some time. Learn how to control iron in your life. Learn how to live healthy. That's what God had in mind for us. We're violating all of God's laws. Find out what they are and live by them. You'll live longer and healthier and happier.
God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us, Bill.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and again, why the telephone number for Bill Sardi is 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this program for today.
Anglo-American establishment that gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and a few people have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, built on his mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I certainly want to mention some of the items that we have that will help you better to understand what's going on down in Alabama with Justice Roy Moore. And you need to, of course, get the book Original Intent by David Barton. It goes into the way that, of course, a group of justices altered the meaning of our Constitution to take God and prayer and, of course, the Ten Commandments out of society. Now, that's covered in a book called Original Intent. And then, of course, we have a book called The Faith of Our Founding Fathers by Tim LaHaye. We have a four-tape set on the foundations of our freedom, four one-hour interviews with Dr. James Herson, and certainly I think these are an excellent background to our Constitution. But, of course, the one thing that nobody is going to tell you at any of the rallies you go to is why the Supreme Court took God out of our schools. And, of course, it was because the Masons took over our Supreme Court in 1941 and controlled it to 1971. And it was during that time, of course, we had we had Engle versus Vitell to take God out of our school. Now, you have to understand the Masons worship a different God. And, of course, they all sworn these horrible blood oaths in search of the light. Do you know who the light is? The light is Lucifer. And all you need to do is read Morals and Dogma, page 321, written by Albert Pike, given to every Mason. A lot of Masons don't understand this, but believe me, when you get on the Supreme Court, you are sworn to do what you're told to do. And, of course, the plan was to change America from a Christian to a secular nation. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And we have all the documentation where you can get the information to document for yourself. And ask your minister why he never mentions the fact that the Masons control the Supreme Court, and that's why there's a God and prayer out of our schools. And maybe the reason he doesn't mention it is because so many ministers or people on the Board of Deacons are members of the secret Masonic conspiracy. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us do what we do 5 hours a day as we reach out across America by radio and by shortwave, by satellite, and by Internet. And we just got a letter today from somebody over in France who, of course, listens to our programs on the Internet. And we have listeners in Europe and Japan and Australia and New Zealand. And it's exciting to know that people throughout the world are listening to our program and are learning. But, of course, quite frankly, it's an expensive proposition because we have to pay for our time on this and so many other stations. So if you believe in what we're doing and would like to become part of the Radio Liberty family, there are a lot of ministries out there, but they're not going to go into the secret societies and document them and tell you how they all fit together. There's not one secret society. There are a number of secret societies, but they all have a common denominator, a desire for a new world order and a new world religion, because they all worship a different God. Indeed, we are involved in a spiritual battle, are being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, and economic battlefield, and most people don't even know there's a battle going on. They don't understand why things are changing and changing so rapidly, why America seems to be in so much trouble, why our economy seems to be in the downhill slope, why our industries are leaving California, why they're leaving the United States. It's all part of a plan, a long-range plan. They call it a globalism, sustainable development, a plan for a new world order and a new world religion. Well, if you'd like to become part of our team and help us get the information out, why, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and for a suggested gift of $20 a month or as much as you can give, you'll get our four best tapes, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do, and that is reach out across America with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. We hope, of course, if you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you want to get a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get that. It's the only book that's really going to tell you so much of what's going on. And then, of course, we'll give you reference to other books we carry that will tell you the same story in much greater detail, books you're not going to get through regular channels. And of course, we hope you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can pull down our newsletters, and we give you our permission to copy them and distribute them. You can pull down our programs, and we're on the radio 5 hours a day, not only on this network, but on other networks, and it's all there. And of course, we hope you'll tell other people about our networks. You'll listen to our internet programs, or you'll pull down our internet archive programs, and of course, if you can't hear them today, this program, you could hear it again on the archives. And of course, if you'd like to get a copy of this very excellent program with Bill Sardi, why, this is available to Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America truly is at war today. Our future, our freedom, our families are under attack. Again, the number to call if you'd like to get our newsletter, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to get the book, Original Intent, going into the background of how the Supreme Court has altered the Constitution and how the Supreme Court justices have violated their oath of office, that number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Pray for America. Pray for Judge Roy Moore. He needs our prayers. Pray for certainly our leaders, and pray for revival. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back again here, Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.